While the back and forth continued in Washington,
The House has made its position known very clearly.
Madam President, it is embarrassing.
Financial markets around the world watch from the sidelines, waiting for cooler heads to prevail. Market strategist Mike Ingram.
I think the market is convinced that a deal eventually will be reached, but right now they're really in wait-and-see mode.
If resolved quickly, many investors believe the economic impact of the government shutdown will be minimal. Investment manager Patrick Armstrong says the danger lies in not knowing when.
The longer it does drag on, the more impact it will have, because it will have consequences on consumers' confidence. The unemployment rate ticks up as you've got government workers who aren't employed. And it'll probably create a bit more uncertainty about the budget crisis that's looming at the middle of this month as well.
He's referring to the country's $16.7 trillion debt. Unless Congress reaches a deal on raising the debt limit this month, the U.S. Treasury says the country will run out of money to pay its debts. Economist Eric Cheney says the longer the political standoff continues, the greater the risk that people who hold U.S. Treasury bonds will not get paid.
If the government shutdown in the U.S. lasts for more than 1 week, people will start to think that, okay, the deadline for the debt ceiling, which is around the 17th of October, is not going to be met. In that case, the risk is the risk of a default. And I think that in that case, we might have a very negative reaction.
If that happens, analysts say the dollar's value will fall, interest rates will rise, and the U.S. could see another credit downgrade. The prospect of a U.S. default is especially troubling in Asia, where stock prices were rising on manufacturing gains. This is how South Korean TV newscasters voiced the concerns.
If the United States federal government's temporary shutdown is prolonged, not only America, but the world's economy could be affected negatively.
Still, European stocks were mostly higher Tuesday. And on Wall Street, where stock prices have fallen in 7 of the past 8 sessions, investors took advantage of bargain prices, sending major indexes into positive territory. Analysts predict the trajectory will change the longer the U.S. budget crisis continues. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.